Good morning. Welcome to our morning service, those of you online and those of you that are here in the congregation. It's lovely to see you all on a sunny, nice, cold day. However, let's just have a moment of quiet before God and put aside all those things that have bothered us this week. Great and mighty Father, loving Lord Jesus, we welcome you here today. We thank you, Lord, that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in the midst. We ask that by your Spirit you will enable us to draw close to you, to worship you, to meet with you, and to listen to what you want to say to us, both individually and as a congregation. We do thank you for bringing us through another week, for being there for us, for loving us through the highs and lows of life. We remember to you, members of our congregation and friends who are not very well at the moment, who can't come in person to meet with you. We pray that you'll draw especially close to them, that they'll feel your loving arms around them, and that you'll give them strength, and that they'll feel you close all the time. We also think of all the millions of believers around the world who meet to worship you on this day, and we lift them up in our prayers and praise to you. We thank you that in this country we are free to join together with no fear of persecution, and pray that you'll strengthen and bless our brothers and sisters where this isn't the case. We thank you, Lord, for all your blessings, all that you have given to us. We love you, Lord. In Psalm 9, the Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the people with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing the praises of the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done.
Morning, everybody. Good to see you, everyone here. Bright and breezy this morning. Definitely breezy, isn't it, aren't there? But that little bit of sunshine, that's really nice. And those of you who are on YouTube, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you're eating your bacon sandwiches or just sitting quietly with a coffee, it's good that you've joined us. This is the day the Lord has made, isn't it? We rejoice and be glad in it. And that is something that keeps coming back to me perhaps more often now. I don't know why, beginning of a new year maybe. Because we know there's loads of rubbish going on around us, don't we? And some people are really struggling at the minute with all sorts of things. But if we can just think of perhaps one little thing that we could be thankful for. We're talking to Tony the other day and we were saying that life is really rubbish sometimes, but to think of something that we've experienced, very often it's out there, it's free, a sunny morning, a rainbow, all the lovely things that God provides. And he said, and I think it's a lovely idea, this, write it down, put it in a jar. I think probably this is something that people do anyway, but it just reminded me that we can then look back, can't we, of all the good things. When we're feeling a bit rubbish, a bit down in the dumps, pick one of the blessings out and read it. And I think most of the time it does lift our spirits, doesn't it? And perhaps brings us that little bit closer to God. So just a thought. It's up to you whether you want to try it or not. But and thankfulness diaries as well. They're always good, aren't they? Just to write down every day, if you're that organised and disciplined, one thing that you can be thankful for. And it's a really good way of lifting our spirits when things are rubbish. Anyway, back to business. Not a lot to say this week. This afternoon at 3 o'clock, the prospects to service will be taking place down here at church. Tomorrow, Monday the 16th, the ladies are starting back after their Christmas break with the bring and share lunch at 1:30. So that's down here tomorrow. And also tomorrow evening, we're having a trustee meeting. And as always, we really could value your prayers as we look to the business of the church and things that made decisions that we need to be made. So that's tomorrow at 7:30. Mums and tots on Tuesday down here at church at 10 o'clock. And next Sunday is our church meal at the Phoenix at 1:30. It is £15.95 per head for two courses. We've got nearly 50 people on the list, which is absolutely brilliant. There's still time to add a few more if you'd like to, but I really do need to know by Wednesday, please, if you can let me know, because they need the final numbers. So we're looking forward to a good time next weekend. If there's any problems and people have to cancel, it's fine, but if you could just let us know, that'd be really good. Website, Facebook page, all regularly updated. And of course, we're always on the end of the phone if anyone needs us. Thank you.
Well, as you know, we are continuing in our teaching series. And yes, in a moment, those of you that are at home, you'll be seeing not the test card of the BBC. So don't worry, don't be freaked out. Used to freak me out, that, the BBC test card when it came up, that girl and the animals and teddies and that. But no, we've got a different slide for you with information on of how you can continue what we're doing, but also for yourselves at home. But just before we get into that, a recap of last week of where we were. We've started looking at this teaching series of unanswered prayer. It's been put together by Peter Gregg and the 24/7 prayer movement. Like I say, it's nothing that I've created or that we're taking. Everything is coming from their materials and resources, which we're able to use, and we're blessed to be able to do that. You remember last week we looked and we heard of Bob, where he had a vocal injury. And he was engaging God within the silence for over 28 years, and still to this day has this vocal injury where he's only able to speak for an hour a day because the pain overrides and becomes too much. But you'll remember through that we looked at some key points of emotionally, intellectually and culturally. And we also looked at the passage in Matthew at the beginning of the Beatitudes of blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And we looked and discussed of how we can engage God within the silence. And of course, today we look at the topic of how are we going to get through this. It's explaining and looking into those deep heart questions when confronted with suffering. Because we've all faced it at some point, and we may be suffering now through various ways, through the loss of a loved one recently, through going through illnesses or through surgery or through procedures. We're suffering in some way, and often we struggle. We struggle to see, how am I going to get through this? How on earth can we go through? And yet we have a great example of where Jesus suffered most. More than I would say in the wilderness. Because in the wilderness, he had with him the angels. He had the word of God with him. He was there to be able to, knew that this test was coming. But yet I find in the Garden of Gethsemane, probably one of the hardest things that he faced, where he faced it alone. And even Jesus himself, God in flesh, God manifest here on earth, struggled in the garden as he fell to his knees and as he wept, Lord, take this cup from me, not by my will, but by yours. Often we read scripture and we look and we think, we just read it. But yet if you read it again, you'll get something different from it. You'll learn, you'll see something. Oh, I've not seen that before. Why? Because this is the living, breathing word of God. And he shows us and teaches us new things each day. That's why it's important we come and we look at it each day. And as you may reflect on this again, sometimes we just read the words and don't maybe absorb and look further into what's going in and into the background of it. But what you'll see here is Jesus is struggling. Jesus is really struggling to the point of death. As he bleeds, as he sweats, as he weeps, as he mourns, he takes people that he trusts. He's spent 3 years with them. Peter, James and John, he takes them along, and yet they can't keep him comforted. They can't help him in his hour of need. And so as we look further into this, and before we come and hear a chap today, Simon, with his testimony and story, we wrestle with these questions. We look at this. And if you've got your Bibles with you, it'd be great to turn to page 851 in our church Bibles. If you've got your own, whatever page that's on. But 851, because it will be good for you to keep these open when we get into our discussion groups. 851, it's Mark, it's chapter 14. We've said a little bit of it, but here is where Jesus is at the Garden of Gethsemane. Don't forget, he's just come from the upper room with the disciples celebrating Passover and in bringing in the new covenant. And so, as it says, they went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Sit here and keep watch." Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." A short passage there, and of course, it goes on, and we know he's arrested and the trials begin. But at this point here, we just recognize of how Jesus is in great distress and is overwhelmed, even to the point of death. He's struggling. And at this point, he realizes that nobody is going to be able to come and help him at this point. Not even the disciples that are with him are able to help him. And as you know, in other accounts, they fall asleep. And yet, he wonders, how am I going to get through this? As I say, we're going to watch this video in a minute, but before we do, I'm going to say to those of you that are watching at home, thank you for joining in this week again. Do join us next week. There's going to be information come up when this feed is cut with how you can access this materials. I do encourage you to get involved with it. Watch the video throughout. Read the book if you're able to get hold of it. But look at it and just wrestle with those questions like we all do. How am I going to get through this? And hopefully this series is helping you to face some of these struggles that we have in life. But thanks ever so much for joining us. Please do join in with us next week, 10:30, as we continue in this service. But for now, do take great care. God bless. Thank you.